everything that rocks.
E-haw.
It's a straw hanging out of your mouth.
Y'all too. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 7:09, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Wish I could wail on a banjo like that.
Why don't you just take? You had 2 years of free time.
You know what'd be
time.
Sweet? Because you were the long haired dude around the campfire playing the guitar, right?
Yeah, of course.
Impressing all the chicks, or trying to at least. Dude, imagine you doing that, and I just kind of kick you aside and just start wailing on a banjo. All the chicks would love that, dude.
Like, oh my God, look at this. This is amazing.
He's got a piece of straw hanging out of his mouth.
Look at those fingers. Look at those fingers move. Man, if he could do that to a banjo. Ding, 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 ding. Look out.
Said no one ever.
I don't know. There might be some banjo groupies out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
I just didn't put a Craigslist ad out. I don't know. They're around. Anyway. We got to get to it, folks. Enough of talking about Hunter banging banjo groupies. We got to do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
That.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah. Oh, you can pump it. Yeah. Hold on.
You're making it weird.
Oh, God, that one came from down low. That one hurt. Anyway, Pump That Septic, call them. They got you covered. A sex toy company called Vibeo has successfully gotten 4 of their products approved by the Vegan Society. That's right. Vegan sex toys are a real thing. The company I'm going to say it again. The vegan sex toys are a real thing. The company
Link the two for me somehow. I don't know where you're going.
What, with the vegan sex toy?
Yeah, well, how's this work?
I'm going to tell you right here. The company was able to prove that these vibrators did not contain any animal products, were not tested on animals, which is a weird thing to say about sex toys, and no animals were harmed in the process of making them. Yeah, that poor monkey that's already had to go through the makeup test, he's like, hey, what are you doing with that? Hey, what are you doing with that, man? Put it down.
Hey, vegans, just saying, hey. You're already vegan enough, all right? You don't need to bring other things into it, like sex products and whatever else you're trying to bring. Who? Come on. Have you ever looked at a sex toy and you're like, dude, this I can't do it. From an animal.
First of all, if you were in a sex shop and you held
You're taking it too far. You're taking this too far, vegans. Don't piss us off.
I want you to imagine this. If you're a vegan out there, and that's fine. You make choices. That's fine. But... No, I want you to imagine, all right? You're at a sex shop.
There's a line, though. There's a line.
And you hold up a big sex toy, all right? Something that would make grandma
faint,
okay?
Great American Challenge. Is that what they call it?
And you say, excuse me, sir, is this a vegan sex toy? And now I'm going to lay this out, okay? Is this a vegan sex toy?
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
And he goes, yeah, I think. Wait. Has this been labeled because I need to make sure that this was not tested on animals. And right there, the guy would go, get out of the shop right now. Why would you even put that in? Why would that beat in your head? Why would you think that a sex toy in my sex shop was ever tested on animals?
The Impossible Burger and whatnot, that's the line right there. It stopped right there. That's as far as you can go.
Yeah.
But you start bringing sex toys, different product in. You're taking it too far. Really are.
Do you know how a vegan uses vegan sex toys? Don't worry. They'll tell you. They will. Hey, grab my vegan dildo. What? That's not a thing. No. Get out of here. What are you talking about?
I'm up. Sorry.
This dildo's 100. I know how you can get vegan.
Who cares?
Vegan sex toys? Just go to the produce aisle. Get some cucumbers.
There you go.
That's all you got to do. That's 100% vegan right there. A lot cheaper, too.
Grocery store.
Want a business?
Maybe not anymore. But.
A handful of carrots? I don't know. Baby carrots? Anyway, vegan sex toys. It's a real thing. You'll probably remember this the next time you're trying to turn left on a busy road. Just give up and turn right. A recent study at Penn State found it might be better if you just made the most of left turns illegal. Researchers used a bunch of algorithms to figure out the best way to keep traffic moving and prevent accidents. And the simulations found that traffic would move smoother if we banned left turns at more intersections. Now, it depends on the city you're in and the flow of traffic, but in general, the most effective setups ban left turns near the middle of the metropolitan areas and only allows them if you get further away from the city center. So what are they saying? Like, only do roundabouts? That would have to be it, right? We'd have to do just all roundabouts.
Weird study. What if you got to go left?
Well, that's what you have
a
roundabout.
I got to go over there. How am I going to get over there?
You got a roundabout. So if you're turning, like, left it's at intersections is the main thing.
Dude, roundabouts, that's what I was trying to get to, too. Roundabouts, they should be everywhere.
Yeah. That's what they're saying now. That's what we're doing. And here's the problem with roundabouts that are around is that since they're not enough places, it's the people, well, the average person who doesn't know how to drive, they get confused.
Freak out, dude.
It's not hard. You just follow the flow of the road, and you'll get where you're going.
Have you ever been through a two-lane roundabout?
Oh,
dude, people don't know. Oh, my God.
I get angry enough on the road.
You try to figure that's like a Rubik's Cube, dude.
Yep. No, roundabouts should be everywhere. It's the best way to keep traffic flowing, for sure. I remember in my my hometown, we were like one of the first ones to get a roundabout, like right in the main part of the city.
Did you have to have like a town meeting to explain how this thing works?
Dude, someone like the first week, some old lady dukes a hazard, that roundabout, right over the middle.
It's unbelievable. There's not even a lane there.
Nana went flying. Well, even if you see like a bump in the road, don't you think like, I got nervous.
I didn't know what to do, so I just hit the jump. I don't know. I set my car flying.
All right, Grandma, why don't you calm down? Hauling moonshine across state lines. You don't need to jump the roundabout. Anyway.
I love roundabouts, man. Like I said, they should be everywhere. Yeah. And you people out there that don't know how to use them, figure it out because it's not that hard.
According to this, it would fix a lot of the problems and speed traffic up. That and also getting rid of a no right turn sign there at Napier and M139.
Oh,
how about that, too?
Yeah,
how about
that? Please. Right?
Don't get me started on that. We already ran. All right. Anyway, so what do we got? We got vegan dildos and no left turns. No left turns. That.
Grandma Dukes and Hazard.
Right over top. Oh, she got some good airtime that time. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.